بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. Dear brothers and sisters, according to the information that we received in behalf of Islamic Mosque and Religious Institute, I would like to announce that Jum'ah prayer tomorrow will be cancelled according to the serious matter that we have right now because of corona virus. And when we look at the issue, it's according to the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran, وَخُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ. You have to be very careful with any matter around us. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam explain about the plague, the ta'un. It's a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he sent down into the children of Israel or the previous nations before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he mentioned, if you heard about it in any land, it's not permissible for anyone to enter into this land. And in the other hand, if you heard about the plague or the sickness in any place, it's not allowed to run away from this place. Stay in the place until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change the situation and cure people. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell the Muadhin in the time of heavy rain or cold weather or the mud to stay home and pray home. Sallu fi rihalikum. And also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas mentioned for the Muadhin to tell people to stay home and pray home in the heavy rain, and some companions were rejected his decision, and he looked at them and he said, the one who is much better than me and you, he used to do it. And he referred to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to pray at home when we have any hardship time. According to all these evidence and proofs from the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our Jum'ah prayer tomorrow will be cancelled, and we will wait for any new update from the health department in Michigan, in the state of Michigan, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the masjid will be locked for any new update. It could be 1 week, it could be 2 weeks. Allah only knows best. And just we need our brothers and sisters. It might be a good opportunity for all of us to wake up and to go back to our Lord, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure ourselves and our family members, our brothers and sisters from this illness. And it might be a good idea, like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this time, that people will fix the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to resolve our problems with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. We do not send our signs except to wake people up from the situation that they have. And this is a good opportunity for all of us to come down and rely on our Lord and deal with the cleanliness as much as we can, doing wudu, ablution, and clean ourselves. And oftentimes it will be a big help for all of us to pass the hard situation that we have right now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to stay firm in our religion. I know some people might reject the decision, but we try to do our best to save ourselves and our community in West Michigan, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khayran. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.